Questions will be the same as yesterday, 15 minutes and then 5 minutes or so for questions.
Good morning. Once again, my name is Amanda Furry, and I'm entering my fourth year growing season working for the University of Arkansas as a Cotton Research Verification Sustainability Program Coordinator. Today, I'm going to focus my talk on the economics and sustainability on a couple of the fields that we researched in 2015 and 2016. First off, I would like to thank Dr. Bill Robertson and Brianna Watkins for helping me with this research, and also Cotton Incorporated for funding my project. Producers' main goal is always to produce cotton more profitably. While manufacturers, retailers, and brands are wanting to purchase cotton that is produced more sustainably, there have been two programs formed to help cotton producers to produce more sustainably. It's Cotton Leads, which is a program committed to responsibly produce cotton, and Field to Market. Field to Market has formed the Field Print Calculator tool. It's where producers can enter their inputs into a field and get sustainability measure feedbacks on 7 sustainability metrics. In 2015 and 2016, we done our research in Southeast Arkansas, where we piggybacked with the Discovery Farms. Discovery Farms' main emphasis is edge of field water quality. And this is the field down in Southeast Arkansas in Deschutes County where the research was conducted. Here is a map to kind of set up and show you the locations of the fields. Wellcott is a 40-acre farmer standard no-cover field. Home Place is a 40-acre farmer standard no-cover field. And the fields that we'll be concentrating more on today is Shop Field. It is a 23-acre field, which we have split in half. The north side is the farmer standard no-cover side, and the south side is where we done the no-till with cover study. And then we also looked at Weaver Field and done a lot of data collection there. It's a 40-acre field, where the north side of the field is farmer standard no cover, and the south side of the field we look into no-till with cover. At all the Discovery Farm field locations, they have automatic water samplers that take samples after each irrigation or rainfall event. We have flow meters at each of the wells, so we know exactly how much water is pumped on to each of the fields with each irrigation. There are trapezoidal flumes at all the locations, so we know exactly how much water runoff in cubic feet for each rainfall or irrigation event. So that allows us to calculate how efficient each irrigation or rainfall event is. This is a picture just to kind of give you an idea. This is Shop Field from a few years ago. This picture right here is the no-till with cover side of the field. And this over here is the farmer standard, where they do several types of tillage operations with no cover. I guess you could almost consider ours a almost no-till instead of a no-till with cover, as we do use one minimum tillage operation, which is pictured here. This is a furrow runner. This allows us to make a narrow trench down the furrow to help water move more easily down the rows, because the producer's initial concern was his ability to get the water down the rows to get it irrigated properly. This equipment allows us to just make a narrow trench with minimal soil disturbance and leaves most of the cover crop residue exposed. This is also the Shop Field after a 3.5-inch rain in 2015. The top picture is no-till with cover, and this bottom picture here is the farmer standard field. This year they had a cover crop on it, and we just went in and terminated different areas where we did not want the cover crop shortly after planting. So you can see that the water infiltrates in better in the no-till with cover versus the stale seed bed farmer standard with cover. This is a more recent picture that we have taken among the two. The Shop Field, the top picture, once again, is where we run the furrow runner. It lets you see the slight water furrows with the residue still exposed. And the bottom picture is the Farmer Standard no cover with water furrows for irrigation. So you can see the big difference between the two types there. Soil health. Everyone knows that earthworms are a great indicator of improving soil health. During several field visits periodically throughout the year, we would go out and dig holes and look for see how many earthworms we're seeing. In all of the fields, we have seen several signs of earthworms. Now, exactly what kind of data do we collect at the field visits? Well, first off, prior to any irrigations, we go out and install soil moisture sensors at 6, 12, and 18 inches. At each field visit throughout the year, we go and download the data and pull it. And we also keep up with irrigation timing or how much water was applied during irrigations. And then we keep an accurate record throughout the year of all the producers' inputs. And we record them, giving us the information to calculate both fixed and variable costs. When I say inputs, we record all the tillage operations, because in Farmer Standard, you have several tillage operations versus just the furrow runner and no-till. We record all of the irrigations that's applied, all the insecticides, herbicides, PGRs applied. We keep all that so we can get all the cost. And this also, in response, gives us everything we need to enter, or most of the stuff we need to enter into FieldPrint Calculator by Field to Market. Here you see a spider graph from the FieldPrint summary. Just to kind of explain it a little bit, since it's a relatively new tool, it is a method used to measure sustainability, and it looks at 7 metrics. I'll kind of go over the different metrics for you. The first 5 that I'll go over are quantitative measures, and I'll tell you how they're expressed on these charts. Land use is expressed in acres per pound lint equivalent. Soil conservation is expressed in tons per pound equivalent per year. Irrigation water use is expressed in acre inches per pound equivalent above dry land lint equivalent. Energy use is expressed in BTU per pound lint equivalent. And greenhouse gas emissions is expressed in pounds CO2 equivalent lint equivalent. The other 2 measures that I did not mention were soil carbon and water quality. These are both qualitative measures. And also, before I go to the next slide, the smaller the footprint, the blue mark here is your field's footprint. The smaller your footprint is, the more sustainable your field is. So moving on, I'll give you an example. This is our field from 2015. It's a shop field. Here you see the no-till with cover crop versus the Farmer Standard till no cover crop. When you're looking at the no-till cover crop, you can see that across all 7 of the sustainability metrics, we've seen improvements in no-till with cover and become more sustainable. Here's my agronomic summary. The irrigation water flow rates down the row slower in no-till with cover. Soil compaction was consistently lower in no-till with cover, and soil moisture was consistently higher in no-till with cover. Now let's get into the meat of the topic, looking into what exactly was the yields, how much did it cost to produce it, and the sustainability metrics in percent change. Here we're looking at just 2015 data, lint yield averages for shop and East Weaver fields. Both of these fields had been multi-year cover crops, so they've had cover crops a year or two prior to me starting this research. Here you see no-till with cover yielded 1,186 lint pounds per acre, where Farmer Standard that year yielded only 1,011 pounds lint per acre. Moving on into 2016, we kept doing the same fields. Our lint yield averages were 1,175 lint pounds per acre in no-till with cover, versus farmer standard yield of 1,125 lint pounds per acre. With this being said, let's now do a two-year lint yield average of Shop and Weaver fields. No-till produced 1,180 pounds of lint per acre, where farmer standard only produced 1,068 lint pounds per acre. Going into operating expenses, trying to get more profit for the farmers and producing the cotton the cheapest we can with getting a good grade of cotton. Here we produced no-till with cotton for 46 cents per pound of lint across the 2 years, and farmer standard cost approximately 51 cents per pound of lint to produce. So we got right at a 6 cent cheaper to produce no-till. Looking into the percent change over the 2 years, we'll start out with yield. We've seen an increase in yield when going no-till with cover by 9.49%. The operating expenses, they decreased by 10.99%. And the sustainability metrics, land use decreased by 11.27%. Soil conservation decreased by 67.53%. Irrigation water use decreased by 23.53%. Energy use decreased by 11.99%. And greenhouse gas emissions decreased by 11.11%. So as you can see here, once again, that all of the sustainability metrics seen here were in favor of no-till with cover. We've seen more improvements and become more sustainable in no-till with cover. That concludes my presentation. Once again, I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated for funding my project. If it was not for them, the research would not be possible. Thank you. Are there any questions?
Question?
On that footprint on the spider graph that you showed, is that just for 1 year, are you doing some type of an average for
Yes, sir. It's 1 year. You can go in and add multiple years, but for each year you put it in, you're going to get a different spider graph and a different summary for the whole each field each year. Yes.
What's your general summary comments on using the field print calculator?
I've seen, well, I'll change this question. It allows us to see where improvements can be made and allows you to go in and say, hey, what can I do to improve sustainability? I want to become more sustainable. What would it help me do if I'd done this? You can go into the field print calculator and kind of move stuff around and get different feedback. Well, if I'd done this, it would help me here. That kind of answer your question? Currently, producers can enter it. I don't know how many are utilizing it yet. On the fields I research, I collect all the information, the fields that I'm doing, and enter it in and have the feedback. So I cannot answer. I don't know exactly how many producers are actually using this tool yet.
With our TAWC data, we enter that stuff into the calculator. The producers don't do it. It's not entirely all that user-friendly yet. And so it takes a lot of